keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. The Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper for January 18th, 2023, episode number 30.
Oh, hello, my queen.
Hello, my love.
I'm looking at you. I'm looking at you thinking you are such a trooper.
I am.
For hanging in there and doing the show.
I am still sick.
Well, considering...
I think I'm on the tail end, but it is just lingering like a mofo.
Considering Jimmy and Annette were really sick, I think you should be able to handle it.
What was the super spreader event on New Year's Day? I've deduced it to that.
So tell me, how do you feel? What exactly happened? Where are we at? What's going on?
Oh, man. Well, remember 2 weeks ago, I was like, oh, gosh, I'm not sure that I feel great. Mm-hmm. We did the show. Mm-hmm. Thursday, I spent all day with my girlfriend, Annette, and I was fine. And then Friday night.
This is 2 weeks ago?
2 weeks. Mm-hmm. It's going to be 2 weeks. Friday night, I was starting to feel kind of weird. And then Saturday night, it kicked in. And Sunday night, I was down for the count.
Yeah. And
I had a fever.
Yeah.
And it was mainly sinus. Yeah. It was mainly sinus. And so, of course, I had to stop 75 hard, mm-hmm. which.
Very sad. I'm very sad for you. Unfortunately, you really didn't actually stop. You kept, like, with half a, you know, with half a body, you still dragged yourself to go outside and walk around.
I know. And I kept my diet on point. I haven't had alcohol. I really haven't. I haven't had sugar. I'm doing a modified 75 soft, I guess.
So, 75 soft in only 30 days.
Yes.
Which is actually only 14 days.
Yes, exactly. So I haven't thrown it all away, but I'm bummed. There is no way I could do two 45 minute workouts.
What are you going to do? Are you going to extend it beyond the 30 days
to
keep going?
No, I'm
going
to finish on the 31st and then I'm going to take a break and I'm going to use some of the skills that I learned and just incorporate them. Like I love the way that I eat. I'm not going to change that. I'm going to continue to work out.
You sound so different. Do you know that? You sound kind of
like nasally.
Yeah. It's a little nasally and it loses.
My podcasting voice is gone.
Yeah. Oh man. You've lost a little bit, of that charm, that edge.
Oh man. Hopefully I can bring it back.
You better. Otherwise the show is ruined.
Oh man. The pressure.
By the way, cheers, darling.
Oh yeah. I'm drinking,
here we go.
Rooibos tea. Is that how you say it?
Rooibos.
Annette bought this for me for Christmas. Thank you, Annette.
It's Dutch tea.
Dutch tea.
Yeah, at least that's how I know it. The rooibos.
It's chai tea.
It's not chai.
It says chai.
Yeah, well, that's marketing.
It's a flavor.
It's like organic.
Yeah.
It's good. Grass fed.
So what are you drinking?
Thank you for asking.
Yes.
What I have right, I am still on the Argelay, seeing as I'm still drinking alone. But just in case I run out, I have.
What you got there?
This is a bottle we received from Chris and Annemieke last night. Mm-hmm. I'm sure we'll talk about hanging out with them. Mm-hmm. It is a Bordeaux Supérieur Grand de Bordeaux 2020. And it's a Kirkland. That means from Costco.
From Costco.
$7. And I got to tell you that Chris, Annemieke's husband, this guy knows his wine.
Yes. He knows a lot of things.
I have to bring, he made me get this app. Oh, my phone's off. Goodness, I have to turn the phone on because it's kind of loser if I don't at least mention which wine it was. Because he bought this wine last night that only he and I drank.
Mm-hmm. I know, because so, Annemieke and Annemieke is going full force 75 hard. I'm doing modified 75 hard.
So bad for you because, man.
I know, you kept rubbing it in my face. This is so good. This is so good. Here, sniff it. Sniff it.
No, that's not how it went down at all. You said, can I smell it? I said, smell the glove. I
said, smell the glove.
Okay, name the movie.
I have no idea.
Spinal Tap, baby.
Oh.
Smell the glove. That was their album.
Was it? I just want to apologize in advance, too, before you continue with the wine.
Yeah,
I will be coughing through the show. I apologize, but as Adam said, the show must go on. So,
well, that makes you so human. You know, it's beautiful.
Yeah, no, if I really didn't think I could do it, I wouldn't do
it. So he made me get the Vinvino app. Actually, I know the guys who.
I like that he made me.
Oh, he did. He did. He made. Oh, now I'm getting pick of the day. Wait, what did I have before? I don't want this. Oh, here it is. No, what is all this? Where's my archive? Oh,
I see you're prepared once
again. No, I'm not prepared at all. I had no idea that my wines. Here we go. Here it is. Okay, this is the one. It was the Robert Craig. Amentet Vineyard Cabernet Sauvignon 2018. Mm. Holy mackerel. Look at what it cost in the store, $96.
Holy
smokes.
Imagine
what he paid in the restaurant at the bar.
Oh my gosh.
And I didn't realize until he said, oh yeah, you should take a scan it, then you'll remember it. And it's, I'm like, $96.
I don't think we've ever, no, we one time you spent more than that on wine.
Yeah, it was a lot for this bottle. And he paid for it, like, boom, right? But it's like, okay, well, thanks. Yeah, well, so I'm like, this guy knows his wine. Not that expensive means anything. And I think that's his point with this $7 bottle of Kirkland, which I can't wait. If I can finish the Argelet, then I'm going to try it.
And Annemiek was like, you can't bring them a $7 bottle of wine.
Hell yeah.
And we're like, it might be one of those secret wines. Because when she told me when they landed in Texas, she goes, yeah, we went to Costco. I'm like, why? For the hot dogs?
Sexy. Like,
why were you going to Costco? So, and it was because of the wine.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
So we got a lot of things to catch up on.
Yes,
first of all, I'm very happy that you kind of took it easy yesterday because we had a trip planned for today going into
Austin.
The outskirts of Austin.
Yes.
Not Austin proper, the outskirts of Austin.
Yeah.
Just
by the airport.
By the airport.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. To go see Cole, our rancher, KNC
yes,
Cattle.
Yes, there's something to be said about shaking your rancher's hand.
Yeah, and this is so old school, you know, it's like we got to go get provisions.
Yes.
And we put our order
and
in a week ago.
Oh my gosh, we came home with the gold. And I said,
three boxes.
I was saying to my friend Renee, I said, this is better than getting diamonds. Don't get any ideas.
But it was, you know, it has this old, I mean, yeah, we don't. Instead of, you know, two horses, clippity-clop from Fredericksburg in the covered wagon into Austin, we have about 400 horses under the hood. We blow our way in not 3 days, but in, you know, 2 hours,
well,
hour and a half.
It's cheaper to drive to Austin than it is to pay for the shipping. Yeah.
But that's not the point. We want to just really go see Cole, see how he's doing. We took Phoebe with us, which was hilarious.
Yes, yes. Let's talk about all that training. So, Adam, I said to Adam, I go, are you going to put her e-collar?
We were already on our way when you. I'd forgotten.
I said, are you going to put her? Does she have her e-collar? Also known as a shock collar.
It's
and he said, no, she doesn't need it. She doesn't need it. She comes to me when I call her. So, of course, the dog gets out. And so we close the gate behind us. And she's, you know, having a great time. And she's
bouncing
sniffing
around.
And she's loving it because she has freedom. And then all of a sudden she slips through like a foot opening through the fence. And so Adam has to go chase her. And I hear, Phoebe, come. Phoebe, come. Phoebe, Phoebe. Phoebe, come. And she is ignoring you. She's
didn't
like,
even look at me. Didn't even look at me.
Give a crap what
and
you
I
said.
Ran. I grabbed her. Said, when I say come, you come. Like,
she's like, I don't care who you are. So guess what? Shot collar's coming back out.
Collar, shot collar. Gonna when? Where's my Bud Baller shot collar? We should use that for her.
But she loves being with us. She loves driving in the car.
Collar, e-collar, 20-inch blades, only e-collar.
Okay, got it.
Anyway, so, but overall, though, her training has...
it's been fantastic.
It's really paid off. Like, when we tell her to go to her place, she goes to her place. You know, she's like a toddler. Mm-hmm. You know, she talks back. But for the most
part,
reluctantly stays on her place. That has worked really well.
Really well. That was worth the price of admission right there.
And when we're walking her and you tell her to come, she'll increase her trot.
Because
usually she's dragging ass. The dog drags ass. She's just the slowest dog ever.
No, she's 109 pounds.
Yeah, she's a horse. So, but no, she had a great time, I think. She enjoyed.
Yeah, she did.
So we get home And so we're unpacking stuff. We're putting stuff in the freezer. And then Adam went out to get more stuff in the car. She jumps back in the car.
She's in the car for four hours.
Are we going again?
Are we going somewhere?
She's crazy. She's crazy.
No, it was cute.
No, she's doing really well.
Now, we hadn't talked about the progressive dinner.
No.
Because that was the big test.
Yes.
And that was 2 days after our last show.
Yes. And we had eight people in our house.
And how did she do?
She did really, really, really well. Yeah. But I was nervous because one of our guests who...
David. Yes. Let's just call him out.
Yes. And he was on the floor with her. And I'm nervous because she's so predictable and he's an attorney. And I'm thinking,
this was the worst part.
She's going to bite him and we're going to get sued to high heaven. This is going to happen. So
he's a real Texas boy. So he totally understood this. I know you can look at me all you want. I didn't tell him to do it, but this is what he did. He's like, I like this dog. And he started laying down on the ground in his suit, whatever.
Yeah, he had on a black velvet jacket. But here's the thing. And I'm going to be really explicit with people who come into our house on what they can and cannot do. And I say it to people, they don't listen to me.
No, I'm just trying
to protect the dog.
So after like 45 minutes or whatever, and she was pretty calm. She was, she was bored. And said, okay, everybody, we're going to have her come over and say hi. We break her. She comes over. She's perfect, But you actually said, please don't put your hand above her with palm down.
Where she can't see it.
And right away, everyone does that. I think we need to have them sign an electronic waiver.
Yeah. Or I'm going to say, everybody, can I get your attention, please? Everybody, look at me.
It's not going to make any difference. People look at her and go, oh, she's so cute.
I know, because she's got the cutest face. But it makes me nervous because I know she's still unpredictable. But
when you're nervous, then she picks up on it. Yeah.
But she did really, really, really well. But she started panting. And I'm like, she's stressed. She's stressed. Yeah. But we met some new friends, which is great.
So, well, we finally got to hang out with Andrea.
Andrea and her husband, David.
I like a lot.
Yes, they actually hosted the salad entree. We had several people drop out because they were at the super spreader event.
Yes, right. Now, what was the super spreader? Because I wasn't there.
That was New Year's Day open house. Yeah.
I had to work.
Yeah.
I got saved.
You did.
So for some reason, it didn't pass on to me. Of course, I wasn't allowed to kiss you for 2 weeks.
Well, at least 10 days, yeah.
Oh, no, it was more than that.
Well, no,
I counted.
Oh.
Yeah, so don't tell me.
Sorry.
And finally, I could kiss you on your forehead. Like, so
I'm like,
so
yes,
lame.
I give him a forehead.
That's so lame.
I'm sorry.
Lame.
But, so. And then
but I didn't get sick, so that's
no, you news. Didn't, and that's what kind of makes me mad.
Off?
Yes.
Why? You want me to get sick?
Because I am the supplement queen. I work out. I eat beef. I don't drink. I haven't eaten sugar. And my body betrayed me and I got sick. And here's you drinking wine, eating Milano cookies. I saw them in the cabinet. I saw them.
Includes bioengineered ingredient. That's the only treat I've had in 2 weeks. And it was one pack of Milanos.
Anyway.
I've had nothing
else.
No other. And I can't really eat anything. I don't eat snacks in between because anything I eat, I have to then go clean my teeth for half an hour.
I know.
But
anyway, let's get back to the progressive.
Yeah, back to you
again.
Okay. It's your show.
Yes. It's so hard to manage the talent, isn't it?
They're the
That's
worst.
That's what you told me.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Managing the talent.
Managing the talent is the biggest challenge I have on this show.
Exactly. But anyway, so we met Carrie, and I don't remember her husband's name, but Carrie ended up listening to No Agenda.
Yeah, right. So, exactly.
But Carrie carries.
Carrie carries.
She's like,
for sure.
I carry right on me. I'm like, I want to go shooting with you.
Yeah, have you talked to her? You should do that.
No, I've texted with her.
Oh, you told me
you
need to do that.
I've just been totally
sick. I'm sorry, I almost forgot.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the thing with you, because the main thing is the coughing, and it makes you very tired, and you're not, when you're sleeping, you're not coughing, so it's just your throat is getting irritated, and you cough once, you'll cough again, it just keeps on going. And a week ago, I said, I'm going to go get you lemon, I'm going to get you some honey, and every single time, you came up with some reason why you didn't want me to make it for you. What is that about?
Because it was at night.
No,
like,
no, it was like during TV.
I don't know. I don't know. It's not my favorite.
No, but I mean, you won't.
And does it really work? Does lemon and honey in water
really
work?
It really works. You know, a cough suppressant, some pharmaceutical crap that at
there's least, no way I would take that.
I know. So that's why I've been trying to get you to do some lemon and a little bit of honey just to make you more comfortable.
So here's the thing.
And you just go, just make me pee. It's going to make me pee all night. Well, what would you rather do? Cough or do you want to pee? I mean, I don't know.
That happens at the same time.
Coughing and the pee?
Yes.
Listen, all right. Do I have to open up about my problems now, too?
No.
I love you for talking about that. You're such a beautiful woman.
But I don't know what it is. I don't want to be up in the middle of the night going to the bathroom.
No, oh, I know. But you'll probably bump into me with my constipation and gas pain.
I thought that was solved.
Yeah, it's, yeah, you know, the last...
Don't go in the studio, though.
Maybe you might want to just, I'll put the dog in here.
You just put a sign on the door. Keep out.
Speaking of signs.
Oh, yes.
You may have already seen it, but my big Christmas gift arrived.
And did you didn't have any idea?
I had no idea what it was.
Yep.
Even when I saw, I'm like, Etch-a-Sketch. What'd you give me an Etch-a-Sketch for? Whatever
it was. Oh, because it said sketch and etch.
Whatever it was. And it is, if you haven't seen it, is a beautiful, Dreb will put it in the chapters as a chapter image. If you're using one of those beautiful podcasting 2.0 apps, we prefer a fountain.
Yes.
It's a Podfather Neon. It is so incredibly cool. You can dim it, which is, I didn't even know you could do that with Neon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can dim it.
It's so good. Considering
that you threatened them with lawsuits and told them they were fraudulent and horrible people.
Well, here's the thing. So they refunded my money. We talked about this at the last show, and I felt kind of bad about them. Like, I'm not looking for anything free.
Right. So you sent them a check.
And so I sent them a check. I paid for it, absolutely, and said, we are really, really pleased. Thank you so much. I know that it didn't come when I wanted it to come. I was disappointed, but thank you for rectifying it with the beautiful product. I get another email. They're sending another one. So
are you sure it's coming?
Yes, I got the UPS tracking number.
Well, they can't get... See, it makes no sense to give it... Something went wrong with their system.
Exactly. And so they made two signs.
So let's give it away as a premium, as a promotion for the show.
Oh.
How about that?
Yeah, whoever donates the most sats.
Yeah, we got to do a little better than that.
Okay. Whoever sends us 5 cases of wine?
No, I like the sats idea. Okay. We'll get to that later. I'm so happy with it. Thank you.
I know. It's the perfect addition to your studio. I nailed it.
100%.
I freaking nailed it.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
I know.
Yeah, you did.
You're not an easy person to buy for either.
I don't need anything. I don't want anything. I'm perfectly happy with my life.
I get assistance from God on these things. He just presents
these
ideas.
Did he put that
in
your head? He presented that one to you?
He just presented to me. Yeah.
He knows me so well.
Yeah, there you go. So after the progressive dinner, which was the 6th, we went on January 6th.
Right.
Sunday, I didn't even go to church. I was like, there's no way I could go to church. I went to bed Saturday night saying to you, I'm going. I'm going to church because Max Lucado was there.
I'm going.
And he's a really big Christian author. Yeah. And he was a guest. He's doing the guest sermon. And Saturday night, I'm going.
I think a lot of people were disappointed that you weren't there because I know that Julie was there.
Julie and Ben drove in from Austin. I know
Glenn, the from the periodontist office, he was there. He's like, where were you guys? Well, I'm working. Where's Tina?
Sick. So I watched it. So I'm watching it online and I'm singing by myself in the living room.
Because I was working.
With the worship team. So that was kind of a bummer. But that was the day that I thought, there's no way I could do 75 hard.
Mm-hmm.
No way. I don't care how much mental toughness you have. When your head feels like a fishbowl, there's no way.
I kept saying, don't do this. So, you're hurting yourself.
And I slept on the couch that night because I did not want you to get sick. I slept on the couch and you were not happy about that.
No.
And then when I finally did come to bed, I built the wall of China between us. You woke up, you're like, you built a wall of China. Remember that?
Yes, I remember it. I remember it so well. Well, anyway, not just the neon, but I so love my study Bible.
I know. You're having a really good time.
Yeah, man. It's fantastic. You know, I'll read like a devotional, like, oh, what is this? What is this? 1 John something or other. Let me read that. And then you read it, and then they had this really cool interpretation of it. That's what I really like reading. So, you know, and I've also just been starting with the New Testament, just going through Matthew from beginning to end. Just keep on going all the way through. I like it. I like it. But, you know, I know that you've tried to pitch me the Bible recap.
Baby, do what you want to do. That's it to you.
I'm just saying I tried that, and I was like, nah, you know, I just want to read through it. I'm having a good time. It's like a book. I'm starting here. I'm going to go forward and read through the book.
Julie and I are doing the Old Testament. So we just finished Job, which I was just, I really liked it, the book of Job. I did. Now we're back into Genesis, and I just learned about Sodom and Gomorrah. I just learned about that, and I was like, whoa. And then also about Lot's wife turning to salt. Like, that was, so you hear, the interesting thing for me is I've heard all bits and pieces of these stories, but I never really understood the big picture. And so it's nice to see that I've been exposed to this, didn't really learn it, but for some reason it stuck with me. Oh, and now I'm learning it.
Oh, but it's all kinds of stuff. Like, for the root of all evil is a love of money.
You're asking me today. So what scripture does it talk about where money is the root of all evil?
Why don't you know this?
I have no idea. People read the Bible 10 times and get this stuff down. There's no way.
I think it was Titus or something that I was reading. I can't remember.
I have no idea. But I'm glad that you like it.
The thing that I like, I love reading all these names that I recognize from .com companies, and people have taken so many names out of scripture, out of the Bible. Like, there's one to Zebedee. There's a podcasting 2.0 wallet called Zebedee.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like,
well, look at your name, Adam.
Oh, I know, but, you know, okay. I guess.
So I'm glad you enjoy that. I'm glad that's a
Thank
gift.
Thank you for it. I love it. And I got the companion app to go with it.
Yeah.
Which really is kind of cool to have both of them.
And that's what we do first thing in the morning before we
dive
into anything. We're in the word of the Lord.
Oh, man. That gets me so ready for all the crap that I'm about to dive into. Yeah. It's fantastic. I love it.
Speaking of Bible, which leads me to Bridge Church, which leads me to Pastor Jimmy and Annette, and leads me to their new podcast.
I got to say, they're coming out of the gate like they've never done anything different before.
Yes.
They're just doing a show. Oh, no, we'll just do this show. Watch us. Hold my beer. Let me do a podcast.
And I know. It's so good. The first one, too, I really, really enjoyed. And it's so real. And I like how they just tie faith into everyday life. And the second one, he talked about leaky buckets, too, which I really like. Because we've talked about leaky buckets a lot on this show. But it was interesting because... And I wanted to ask you this question too. Mm-hmm. So on the first episode, Annette had asked Pastor Jimmy, but when she came to church the first time, I don't know if that's when they met.
Okay, hold on a second. If you're going to ask me if I know what you were wearing.
What was I wearing?
This is so.
Come on.
On which date?
When you first met me, the first meeting, when you first laid your eyes on me.
Pants that were above the ankle, and you had your ska shoes on.
My ska shoes.
Your ska shoes, and they were very, very, they were tapered, the pants.
Uh-huh.
And I think you had a blouse or something on the top. Maybe a sweater, but I think a blouse.
Close.
What was it?
It was a blouse, yeah. It was a top. Mm-hmm, it was gray.
Well, you were wearing a top. I remember you had clothes on.
I did.
I was kind of trying to look down and say, what do I see there?
You noticed my shoes on the way out.
Yeah.
But it was interesting because Annette,
did I pass?
I know you passed. Good job.
All right.
But Annette asked Pastor Jimmy, and he goes, I think you were wearing a poodle skirt.
Poodle skirt. That was really funny. I think he meant what do you call it? A pencil skirt?
Yeah. She goes, no, I was wearing a pencil skirt. A little different.
I got to tell you, those guys, if they keep it up, they're going to get a podcast bell.
Oh,
they're almost ready for it.
Well, Pastor Jimmy would be holding the bell,
of course.
But I really love the opening music too, and so
Jeff Smith, man,
yes, he did a great job. And so I'm listening to the opening music. I'm like, maybe we should change ours a little.
No, ours is fantastic.
No, I had mentioned that to Pastor Jimmy, and he's like, no, you can't change your opening. Yeah.
So
music.
Their show was called "Living Up in a Down World." I'll put it in the show notes so you can grab it and subscribe to it. A lot of people are already listening to it; they like it.
Yes.
Living up in a down world. It was funny because I was telling Dave Jones,
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
On Podcasting 2.0, you know, we do our weekly board meetings. Mm-hmm. I said, yeah, man, I got Pastor Jimmy. I said, oh, cool. Is he doing sermons? I said, no, listen to this. And I roll out the beginning. He's like, holy crap, out of the boat, out of the gate, this is their first show with a Jeff Smith jingle. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really cool.
That is good.
Really cool.
Really good.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, we had a little chat about our show. Remember we were laying in bed and I was saying how I was kind of worried that I'm kind of carrying the show.
Oh, I'm sorry. I must have fallen asleep while you were talking. I don't remember this.
Or I said, I come with my whole list and you're like, baby, don't worry about it. The show will be fine. Don't worry about it. And I said, okay, I'm not going to come with a list at all. And then you go, no, don't do that. No, don't do that. No.
What I said was just talk, just write down whatever you want to talk about. I'm there for you. I can back you up on any topic whatsoever. I have about 20 things on my list.
And then you complained about the talent. You're like,
well, no, but you're unmanageable. Talent. No, you're completely unmanageable. Oh, she's sick. Buck up, girl. Come on. Get on the mic. Spit in that stick. Let's go.
Oh, you're going to make me laugh and then I'm going to start coughing.
Let's see. A couple of things.
Oh, yeah. What do you have on your list?
I do have a couple of things I want to talk about. Well, I want to give my own personal update.
Okay.
About my teeth.
Okay.
Because he's the only, Dvorak doesn't want to hear about it. He finds it disgusting.
Yes.
So I had them adjusted.
You had to because you were slithing.
I was slithing on the THs and Thursday. So yes, it's much. Okay. Yeah. But now, and it's a five is good, but the six is a little bit of sibilance in the six. And what's kind of cool with Zach, with Doc Hollywood, you know, I said, hey, man, I got to go on Rogan. I got my own show. I got Curry and the Keeper. I can't be slithing all over the place. I got drool coming out of my mouth. Come on by. We'll fix it. And it was pretty cool. He's an artist. He went in there with Bonnie.
No. But what did he say? He's like, I need you to come at 1 o'clock because.
No. First he said, I had a meeting for a 10 a.m. Tuesday or Monday.
No,
Tuesday.
8, he wanted you to come in.
But it was at 10 a.m. He says, can you make it at 8? I said, 8 a.m. You hate me. He said, no, it's either 8 or 1. I just want to have time. Okay, so 1 o'clock, if you don't mind. He says, you're my latest masterpiece.
Yes, and Adam's just like, oh. No, and he's like, I walk in and they all love me. They're like, Adam,
you're all checked
sign
in.
This picture for me.
They don't even take my blood pressure anymore. They just sit down, you know, they turn on food TV. But he was really adding little bits of bonding material. Have you seen it here? You can see this.
Oh, I can see that. Yeah. It's going to be a bitch to get that off.
Oh, so we were going to try and take the top bridge off and he starts getting in there with a wrench.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm not, you know, there's no Novocaine or anything. I was
look
like,
at you with your pain tolerance.
And he's just like, and I'm like, ugh. And he can see, he said, hey, it's in there pretty tight. I said, yes, it's in there pretty tight. He says, I think I can do it without taking it off. I said, good, because this thing is on, man. Let's not, because it's just attached to my two canines.
Gosh, I hope that you're going to be knocked out when they finally wrench that thing off.
Well, so this is the other thing. So I went to Maverick, to Mitch, you know, the butcher.
The butcher.
The flying butcher. And he's like, yeah, it's really good, but a couple of things. I said, oh, what? No, it's good. He says, because the lower jaw, the membrane is exposed. He says, it's very normal that it happens, but we may have to remove the membrane in a couple of weeks. You're going to take it out. I said, yeah, I probably am. And he's like this and that. And he says, oh, how long is this going to take, man? Because I want to go on vacation. I want to take my wife places. He said, yeah, I think it's 6 months. 6 months?
Yeah, so it's going to be a year before this is all done.
It's going to be a year before this is all done. And it's okay, but it's literally like you have... like a sports mouth guard in your mouth all the time. And it's okay because I can function with it fine. You know, I can kiss you.
Yeah.
Did you notice anything different when I kiss you?
No.
No? Okay. See, it's fine. But when I eat, oh, man.
It's just a mess in there.
It's, you know.
We were at the Progressive dinner and you were eating the salad, I had lettuce coming
underneath my bridge. I'm like, and I didn't want to stick my fingers in my mouth, right? Everyone at the table, I'm like, I'm trying to.
It's like, don't smile too much, baby. Some green is sticking out.
Trying to slip this green thing underneath between my gum and my bridge.
So the lesson learned now is we have to bring like a cleaning kit with us whenever we're.
Which I now carry with with me. Yeah,
you had the same issue last night too.
I did have my cleaning kit with
me. Yeah, yeah. I know.
Sorry. It's okay because this challenge is here for the best. There's a reason for this challenge. Mm-hmm. It's all going to be good. It's all going to be good.
Well, and you know,
and my allergies are gone.
Yes,
I definitely hear better. Not as good as you think.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when you laugh at me or
I know I laugh at all your disabilities, your mouth, no, your Tourette's, your ears.
My ears. What's wrong with my ear? Oh, my hearing. I thought, are they too big?
Your big ears.
So this is the worst. When someone has a hearing disability, which is what we call it, I'm an invalid. And you say, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. And the person goes, I said, what you got?
Do I do that?
Yes, you do.
I do not. Do I?
Yes. If you see me crying, that's when you've done it once again. Then someone will speak, and you know what that makes you feel?
I'm not even aware.
It makes me feel really old, like my grandmother. Because, of course, everyone had to do it with my grandmother, because that's where I get this from. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's better. It is better. It's not great, but it is better.
Okay.
It is better. So I'm very happy about that.
Well, the thing that I am amazed at is your pain tolerance.
Thank you.
Yes.
Even the dentists are amazed at
my pain tolerance. I'm shocked. I thought for sure you would be curled up in a fetal position, and you... You are a trooper.
I don't know what it is, but it's really, you know, and I tell you, they said, well, you know, I could numb you up. No, just do it, man. Just do it. How is it going to take 30 seconds? Do it. Just, you know.
Oh my gosh. No. Heck no. Yeah, no way.
But what am I going to do? I'm going to have to wait for 20 minutes to get numbed up and everything. So what do you have to do?
And you stay numb for a long time because they have to use so much of it. Yeah.
I have to shoot enough for an elephant.
But another really huge thing is you don't smoke at all.
No, I haven't smoked anymore.
And you barely vape.
Yeah.
I mean, you do your regular vape, but you're not doing your weed vape like hardly at all.
No.
Yeah.
I know. And you know what? I have a lot more time on my hands.
I know. You're getting so much done.
So I have this system, this new system, which is an open source package. I'll just tell you. It's called Trillium with one L. T-R-I-L. Trillium. I-U-M. And setting up is half the fun for me. You know, setting all the shortcuts and the categories. It's like this huge outliner that has everything in there, and I can search stuff really quickly. And I've got my shopping list and my show preps and my to-do list. And it works the way I want it to because I can be able to manage it. And since I've had that and I'm not going out on the porch to smoke.
Yeah.
I'm doing all this. I'm like, well, I might as well just... Oh, let me get this thing off my list.
It's crazy. You're getting stuff done. I know.
People are so creative.
And then on top of it, you have two new friends between Maverick and Hollywood, your dentist and your periodontist.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And Maverick and I, we're going flying.
I know.
We're going flying everywhere. And I've gotten my flying back in. I've been landing I did my touch and goes with the Cirrus.
Yes. Yeah.
Just like this thing flies itself, it almost lands itself.
So we're trying to arrange the Nashville meetup with Sir Patrick Coble, and we're waiting on dates from him. It's not going to be Valentine's Day. It's going to be after, hopefully maybe just a week after or so, but you're going to fly us out there with an instructor.
Yeah.
So I go, how many seats does this plane have?
Four.
You go,
four.
Four, but it has a parachute, you said. Like, thanks. Okay.
You do have to enter over the wing.
I guess if my number's up, it's up. So
your number's not.
Can I wear a parachute too?
You don't need one. The whole plane just floats down to the earth.
Okay. Yeah. Are we going over water? We're not going over water. It'd be just my luck. We'd land in water and I drown.
Flying from here to Nashville. Okay. But it'll take us about 4 hours and 20 minutes.
Oh, wait. It was two and a half hours, two days ago.
No, I told you that was the wrong amount of time.
4 hours and 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, the alternative is a whole day.
Yeah. Okay. I'm game. I'm game.
I'm not afraid.
Seriously. I know you're not.
It's less than driving to Dallas.
Yeah. About the same.
But if you were to fly to Nashville from either San Antonio or Austin, it would take you
six to seven hours.
Yeah. And stress. And now... You could sit there. You got your own drink. You got whatever you want. You can. You got a noise canceling headset.
It has Wi-Fi. I'm like, okay.
I didn't say it had Wi-Fi. It's got no Wi-Fi. It has Sirius XM. It doesn't have Wi-Fi.
Oh man, What kind of jalopy is this?
Jalopy? These are $800,000 planes. Jalopy? Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, that'll be fun.
But I'm very excited about it because I see in our future that, you know, once I have all the training and I feel comfortable with this aircraft, you know, we just might just, the two of us just go touring around. Go somewhere. Where do you want to go?
Yeah.
I mean, it's 5 minutes to our airport here. Where do you want to go? Just go somewhere.
Yeah. Well, when you go with Maverick down to Corpus Christi, he's coming to pick you up at the airport here, right? And then you're flying down there.
Yeah, I'm going to visit one of the No Agenda listeners. He's a commander, and he's going to let us fly on the Navy simulator.
Boys. This is going to be a boys' day.
The Navy simulator. We're going to land on the aircraft carrier.
Yeah.
So that's next.
You're living
month.
The life, dude. You are living the life.
And we were talking about this earlier. You know, we were talking about Steven Crowder and his, you know, how he's all upset about whatever his contracts. I'm just like, man, for it's not worth it. I love my life. I love doing our shows, our little studio here at home. Very happy.
Going to pick up our beef.
No stress.
I don't have
to talk to advertisers. Don't have to do anything.
No meetings. Yeah.
No one can tell me what to do. We just do whatever we want to do. I love it. Yeah. I mean, how could it be a more perfect life for a boy like me?
We're very blessed.
Yeah, we are.
Very blessed.
So do you have anything on your list? Because so far I'm carrying the show.
You are not carrying the show.
I'm carrying the show like a mofo, baby.
Well,
did we talk about the movie Spirited? I have it on my list for some reason.
Did we watch that?
Yeah. Wasn't that the singing, dancing Christmas movie? Did we talk about that already?
That was a long time ago.
It was still on my list then.
Well, your list is old.
I thought I'd taken it off.
No, I have a few things on my list.
All right.
If people didn't know, Adam is in Janice Dean's new book.
Oh, yes.
I am the Storm.
So happy you brought that up. Did you read it? Did you read my
I have
my
not
bit?
Read it yet, no. Mm-hmm. Janice Dean is a meteorologist on Fox and Friends in the mm-hmm. morning. She is an absolutely lovely, lovely person. And we had an opportunity to meet her last April. Actually, she heard you on Megyn Kelly's show.
Yeah. And she called me.
Yes. And she wanted to talk to you about being featured in her book. And why don't you talk a little bit about what the book is about?
It's called I Am the Storm. And it's these... She wrote this during a hard period for her where her in-laws had basically been killed by the governor of New York.
Yes, because they were put back in nursing homes with COVID.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she was very close to them. I'm not quite sure. And she has her own struggles with mm-hmm. the health struggles, mm-hmm. I think. And this is a David Goliath type book. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it is like a mother whose daughter died from a heroin overdose. You know, people overcame incredible odds. And she was looking for someone who had a lighthearted story, mm-hmm. but has still, you know, and so I had my MTV lawsuit and all these other things. And as we were just talking, I think we must have talked for 4 or 5 hours altogether. We talked several times for an hour or longer.
Mm-hmm.
And we became, I think, really, really, you know, close, you mm-hmm. know, just because we, you know, she opened up a little bit about her life and we kind of have the same background, entertainment, you know, type newsy type stuff. And mm-hmm. she was, we've seen her with her hair mm-hmm. back in the 80s. We know mm-hmm. what she looked like.
Yeah. She looked like me. I had in hair like that.
Exactly,
sure.
Exactly.
Of course. Although she's younger than me.
And it was, and you know, and so I was just telling my stories, but mainly about, it turned into more of like how you can just be a nice person. You don't have to be a douchebag.
Right. And so she, when Lisa Marie Presley died,
right.
Sad, just unbelievable.
Well, because,
sad.
Because part of the story was that MTV, they, instead of just asking me for MTV.com to have it back after they said they weren't interested and go ahead, do whatever you want, they sued me over it.
Yeah.
And conversely, Lisa Marie had called because I had Elvis.com mm-hmm. along with a couple others like Curry.com and clambumping.com. Just tell, I'll be honest. I don't know why.
Really?
I don't know
really,
why.
Dude?
I know. That was the one other thing I had.
You still have that one?
How could I ever get rid of that?
Oh, my God.
I have diaries.com, which is a good one.
Oh.
That may be worth money one day. Diaries. Probably not. And she called us. You know, you have Elvis.com. You know,
was it Lisa Marie or was it Priscilla?
No, it was Lisa Marie.
Okay.
Because she owned all those rights. So she was in charge of all mm-hmm. that. And she's my age. Mm-hmm. Maybe wasn't she about my age?
She was 53.
A little younger.
Mm-hmm.
I said, sure.
You just gave it to her.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't claim anything to Elvis, and she asked for it. So mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I guess so she put that in the book, and that contrast between corporate MTV suing me and Lisa Marie, even though she was going to make tons of money with Elvis.com, but you know, whatever, she asked for it. She was just a nice person.
Yeah. And so she wrote it, she featured it in the book. And then what she did is she,
when Lisa took Marie a picture, passed, yeah,
she took a picture of the page and yeah. she highlighted what Adam had done. And
yeah.
that was so sweet. And that was that kind was. Of the first time we were like, oh my gosh, the book is out. And then the next day it arrived in the mail.
Inscribed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nice.
Inscribed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was really
so
cool.
So go take a look. That's probably actually a fun book to read. Yeah. Very easy book to read.
Yes. You know,
I read my bit. I haven't read the rest, but mm-hmm. it's good.
Yeah.
She's a fun writer.
Look at you, Mr. Celeb.
Baby.
I got to manage the talent.
I'm 58.
I don't manage the talent.
Can you believe that shit?
Oh, please.
No, I mean, seriously, I think about it. Like, I
look
still,
at all that you accomplished.
I still feel 15.
Yeah, oh, you sometimes clam bumping you. You are 15.
No one had to repeat it, okay? That was all you. It was not necessary.
All right, so what do you have on your list?
We have booked a vacation.
Oh, yes. We did that this week.
Yep.
I have to tell you, though. I'm a little tainted by Aruba, because if people remember correctly, we booked this trip to Aruba.
We haven't had a vacation in 2 years.
No, we went to Fort Lauderdale, which was not great.
Huge failure.
And so when we booked Aruba and I had planned everything was scheduled down to our dinner reservations.
Yeah.
And we had to cancel everything because you need Kleenex.
Yeah.
Because American Airlines canceled our flight not once, not twice, but three times. So.
Well. So what does Adam do? Because I'm the one that's traumatized.
Yes.
And I just don't know anyone with a jet yet that could take us down. But I'm in aviation, so you never know what'll happen.
Yes.
There's a direct flight from Austin to Montego Bay on Saturdays. It goes down, comes back. That's it. It's 3.5 hours. Mm-hmm. It's phenomenal. Because that's really how, you know, mm-hmm. if you go any other day, any other way, it's 6 to 8 to 9 hours to get there with a stop in Atlanta or Miami or Houston or whatever. I'm like, no, that I'm like, you can't risk that anymore. And it's just, it's not worth it to me.
Yeah.
It really isn't.
So we're going to
No, we can't afford a private jet, but we're going to Jamaica.
Jamaica, Mom.
And it's a regional jet.
Yeah.
So it's American Airlines, you know, two on one side, one on the other.
We're leaving 2 months from today.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
And March 18th.
And is it a Curry and the Keeper week?
No, it's off week.
Oh, it's an off week. Okay, yeah. So we'll have lots to talk about before and after.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll show off our tan when we come back.
So, of course, I already booked dinner reservations, arranged for the car service, arranged
7 days, right? 7 days, yeah.
I'm just going to do one spa treatment. So we got a plan.
Free flights because of our credit card points.
Yes.
Love that.
Yeah, got all the flights paid for because of our points.
Very excited.
Yeah. So that'll be fun. That'll be a lot of fun. So yeah, so it's going to be 75 soft until March 18th. Sorry.
Then, let me see. We have the Meat Mafia.
Yes, on Monday
this week.
Mm-hmm, we have Brett and Harry and Charles from Feral Life. They're all coming on Monday.
Lard help us,
along with Julianne and Mark, and I'm making tri-tip. I'm gonna make.
You know, it's gonna be fun because they're professional hunters, and these are all meat guys.
Yeah, so they're gonna really be scrutinizing my meat. Going to be like, let me see your meat, man.
Yeah, we got some good meat. We got a lot of good meat, so that'll be fun. It's, you know, I love being in this area. People drive through. We got Ann and Weldon coming through tomorrow.
Yes,
they're from Holy Cow Farms in Lubbock, mm-hmm. and they're bringing some breakfast sausage coming through.
And then Paul, I think, is it Lester's coming on Saturday to bring us
with eggs.
Speaking of eggs,
who?
Yes, so I've been trying to talk Adam into getting a chicken coop.
I'm fine with a chicken coop as long as there's no chickens in there.
Yes.
Okay. So
I really want two chickens because eggs are, it's ridiculous how much eggs are.
Okay. So first of all, if you're trying to save money, I have a couple suggestions. Egg is not one of them. Okay. Eggs, they used to pay $3. Now it's $8. I feel very bad about it, but that's not why you want to do. We have an idyllic vision, a little house on the prairie idea of oh, I'm going to go out in the morning with my little basket. Oh, pluck, pluck, pluck. Hi, hi, hens. How you doing? Where in reality, the hens are pissed off. They don't want you scooting around their butt. They don't want to get off their nest. You'll need about three because we eat six eggs a day between the two of us. So you probably need three. It's a mess. You got to clean out the thing. There's going to be all kinds of predators, raccoons, snakes, weasels, all kinds of stuff is going to try to eat them. They will be eaten, at which point my morning will be ruined because I have to go get a dead chicken carcass. Well, it's more work than you think. Yeah. I've had chickens.
Dave Jones has chickens. Is it a lot of work for Dave?
Dave has children. He sends them out to do. He has children at home.
He sends them out to collect eggs.
Yeah, go clean the coop or move it or whatever.
Do you actually have to clean it?
Do you think
I don't know. Chickens, I know nothing about
chickens. Chicken coops. Have you ever heard of chicken shit?
Yes.
Have you seen a lot of it? Get a coop.
Oh,
there's a lot. But you know, you could have them on the ground, but then they'd have to be outside our fence where they're very vulnerable,
right?
Because a raccoon will come along and tip over this whole thing.
Oh,
and just like
and eat the chickens.
Yeah, of course.
Raccoons will eat live chickens.
Yes.
Raccoons like garbage.
Okay. Let me check. I'm going to use the AI. Okay.
Okay.
Do raccoons eat chickens? Okay. Computer says, here's 15 tips to protect your chickens from a raccoon attack. Fact, a raccoon can kill an entire flock in minutes.
Oh. Yay! Well, I guess, when I reflect back on our vegetable garden last year, which was abysmal. We had retarded broccoli.
Hold on a second.
And we had shrunken tomatoes.
Hold on a second. I think I have something for you here. Yeah.
That's gunshots.
The war on chicken.
That's right, baby. You got to protect those chickens.
Man. I knew it was a lot of work.
It really is.
And you know,
work.
We don't have a fenced enough. We don't have a fenced in yard if where we could let them roam.
Dave has a fenced in yard. And I don't think he has He lives in the middle of Birmingham, Alabama. You know, there's not a lot of raccoons running around or snakes.
Yeah.
But out here, I'm very concerned.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to do it properly, you want to have a big coop, but it's actual work. You know, you can't just pick up and leave and go to Jamaica. Someone's got to take care of the chickens. Who's going to do the chickens?
Bad enough, we got to get somebody to take care of the
this
dog.
This is why we tried to get your sister to live near us. But no, you failed at that.
Lisa, move. Lisa, move here and move take care here, of our Lisa. Chickens and our dog.
Well, and we'll take you on vacation from time to time.
Yeah.
If you can find someone else to take over your duties.
Well, okay, so I will switch my focus. No chickens. We gotta master the vegetable garden.
Okay.
We gotta figure this out.
I'd like to figure that out.
We should be able to do that. Yeah. Like I said, we had retarded broccoli. We had peppers that just
you
didn't
used
come
the R word twice.
I'm
Shame
sorry.
On you.
We had
they them won't like that.
We had peppers that just never really fluffed out.
But it was a proper use of the word retarded.
Yeah,
it literally did not. It was backwards.
It was weird. Yeah. It looked like broccolini actually.
Well, half a broccolini. And it didn't look good. I agree.
All right, so we'll master the vegetable. Mm-hmm. I want to look into those vertical vegetable gardens.
Oh, this could be
interesting. You know, the vertical ones?
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Although, you know, Kathy and Jerry from the vape shop, they swear by a keyhole garden. They say, that's the one you want to do out here.
Yeah.
With your compost. And we could compost then. We could use our own shit and put that in there.
We have to enclose it though, right? Because you have the same predators. You have raccoons will come.
Yeah, but the whole point is, it's like, if you saw it, right? The keyhole mm-hmm. garden. So it's like a volcano and you put the compost in the top, which you can also cover up, and it kind of goes into the inside of the earth and it just flows down. It comes from the inside out.
Mm.
We should do a study of it.
Okay. Can you compost anything?
Yeah. You got, like what do you have in like dead bodies? No, not bones. You don't want to put bones in there.
No, you just compost plants, vegetables.
Yeah, it's crap.
Yeah. Like, I know peelings and stuff like that, but you can't compost, like, plastic. Leftover meat.
Yeah, sure you can.
You can?
Yeah, of course.
No, I know you can't compost plastic. Yeah, I know that.
You're talking about bones. I mean...
Well, you know, not like human bones.
Or any... Have you... If you go down...
Can you throw birds in there?
Dead birds?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the bones will still be there. Mm. What birds are you trying to...
All the birds that are flying around our house that I'm going to pull out my gun and shoot.
You have such a big mouth, and boy, no way are you going to shoot any birds. No way.
I don't want them flying around
our
house.
You just don't like birds.
I don't like birds. No. No, I got attacked. I got attacked by one. It was flying over my head. It was pecking my head.
When you were, how, like 30 years ago?
No, it was when I lived in Florida and I was walking and I walked underneath the nest and the thing swooped down. I had to run and hide on somebody's porch and the thing taunted me. So I don't like birds.
Well, maybe you did something the bird didn't like.
I walked by its nest. That's what, so anyway. All right. I'll put it, I'll forget the chicken coop and we'll focus on the vegetable.
I mean, unless someone else has a great idea or can convince you otherwise, I've had chickens. I had a guy who took care of the chickens. That's okay. But even then, when the weasel gets in, it's a rampage. Or the dog one time also decided to grab, because, you know, chickens also fly.
Oh.
If you let them out, they'll fly up into a tree.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you clip their wings?
No. What kind of animal hater are you?
I don't know. I know nothing about chickens.
Clearly you don't.
Shauna has, she's in our 75 hard group. She has a lot of chickens and she said that they were trying to buy more laying hens and you can't even find the laying hens anymore.
That's interesting. I wonder why.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why
she
would
gets
that
like
be?
A bountiful of eggs every day too.
She has to sell them though, right? Yeah. Does she sell them? Does she have a farm? What does she have?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else do you have?
I'm coming to the end. I've been talking a lot. I've been carrying the show. I have been carrying
the
show.
Hold on a second.
Sick.
Let me thank a couple of people.
Now it's time to hear from Nicole Sokas.
Getting ready for Jamaica Mine. Right.
Yes.
We got to hear from Nicole Sokas now.
Yeah. Value for value is what we're all about.
Now it's time to hear from the Cork Soakers.
And those of you who are supporting the show are complete Cork Soakers. We love you. And good news, we have a way for you to get Bitcoin right in your Fountain app. We're very excited about this. It's the new version of Fountain. You can get it on iOS. You can get it on from both the app stores for Android or Apple. And you can top up your wallet and you can use a card. The only thing it will ask you for is your social security number. It won't ask you for pictures and driver's licenses and all this stuff. And it really works. Mm-hmm. And if you're confused, you see something called MoonPay. Don't worry. It's totally okay. Those are the guys who are connected to get the Bitcoin into your Fountain wallet. And you can send it to us.
Yeah.
So there's no excuse anymore.
Yeah. Thank you.
We love it. And it's the only, and you know, again, I'm thinking like, it's such a privilege just to be able to do any show we want, talk about whatever we want, not have to worry about advertisers. Of course, it's a vow of poverty, but still, it is a lot of fun to do.
And we're
this
becoming
way.
Alcoholics because of all the wine.
Speak for yourself.
But hey, well, you are.
Well, there's Jake.
Oh.
At the top
Jake
with 100,002 Satoshis.
Jake.
He said, now he had some problems.
Oh, he did?
He said, since my other two boosts from this episode had an error on the Curry and Keeper wallet, I figured I'd try again, that we did indeed have a problem. So thank you very much for sending it on. Plus, I simply had to donate more than Brian.
Oh.
Love you, no homo, Brian, he says. Keep up the great work, Adam and Tina.
Oh, thank you, Jake.
Very nice.
That's so kind. Jake is doing a plant detox. And he's making all of these smoothie drinks out of
plants,
bountiful amounts of plants. Yes.
Really?
And he has dropped, I think, 14 pounds in like 2 weeks.
Holy crap.
It. Yeah. He's really cleansing his whole system. I'm like, I would be starving
is
all
that,
the
is
time.
Is that a bit like when Phoebe goes and eats grass?
Yes.
Which she puked out in the studio, which is really nice.
Yes, I would be starving, but anyway.
We have Sir Alex, Knight of the White Mountains, with 33,333. And thank you very much, Sir Alex. In the morning, thank you for your courage. Very happy to hear your dental progress, Adam, and your fitness progress, Tina.
Oh.
That's all she says. And he's Null Pointer at noagendasocial.com, which you are on from time to time.
Yes.
Comic Strip Blogger, 33,015 Satoshis, Tina. Your podcasting prowess continues to provide proof to the Corksoaker crew that your personal producer, our podfather, is indeed the luckiest man in the world. We're thrilled to send you this stack of sats and request that you gently be reminded of AI.cooking, which provides a recipe for remaining informed about artificial intelligence, written by Doodler CSB, read by Rock and Roller GWFF, also known as Gwoof. Yo, CSB. Yo.
Thank you.
C-Dubs 10101, have you considered a recipe segment? And you are the recipe meister.
Yes, yeah,
you can follow anywhere. That's like not a bad idea.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that. He says, I just bought a quarter cow for my local rancher. Way to go, C-Dubs.
Yes.
And have a lot of ground beef to eat. Yes, no matter where you buy it from, they're always going to throw in a lot of ground beef.
Oh, my gosh. I have the best recipe for this used ground beef.
We can publish those on our show notes.
It's not my recipe, though, but it is so good.
Which one is this?
The Salisbury steaks. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. It's so good.
That's a real good one. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Do you think you can
I'm making that for Teresa when she comes in. It's delicious.
Do I have to remind you of this? Or you,
no, I'll remember.
You sure?
Yeah.
Well, you forgot to do the art for today's show.
I know. I've been sick, man.
Oh, excuses. Always with an excuse. Ready with an excuse. He says, I started doing the breakfast patties with poultry seasoning, fennel, and pepper.
Oh.
So it tastes like a breakfast sausage.
Oh, poultry seasoning.
Poultry seasoning, fennel, and pepper so that it tastes like a breakfast sausage.
Wow.
That's an interesting idea. What are you doing? He says.
I want to know what.
What poultry seasoning?
No, I know what poultry seasoning is, but I want to, hello?
No, which one? Which brand?
No, I want to know the measurements. Like how much? Do you just do it by taste?
You're not like that. You need to have a measurement.
I am. I am OCD that way. I am.
You need to have exactly.
And I measure it to like the exact, because I don't want to mess it up.
I know, baby. I know. You're great. Let's see. Mr. Robot. 10,000 Satoshis. Happy New Year's. Here's to more Curing the Keeper podcast to provide real value for value with your conversations about life and opportunities.
Thank you.
Hashtag Corksoakers United.
Corksoakers United.
ISMA, 7,500, using Castomatic, just says boost.
Boost.
Okay, got it. Storm Advisor, that's Matt. 7,050. All my sats since I started using Fountain app last year. Please decant me. I'm looking forward to the next year.
Oh, sure. Nice. Yeah.
You've been decanted.
Excellent.
Nice. Thank you.
Now head over to the updated version of your app and buy some more stats and send them to us. Let's make sure that works. Hey, Citizen, 6969, using Podverse, which also now, Podverse also enables you to buy Satoshis right in their wallet, which is they use the Albi wallet. So this is all
makes it so
it's
much
coming
easy.
Together, yeah, man. It's coming so together. Easy. I'm so happy about this. He says boosts in the key of life.
Aww.
Played Stevie Wonder on the last show.
Yeah.
Gene Everett, 3333. Thank you, Gene. Trail you, Chicken, Gene. 3333 says boost. And we have Sir AJ, Viscount of Idaho. Here's a quad threes, 3333, so I can hear Dame Jennifer's sexy, sultry voice. Love you too. Mean it. No homo. He wants to be decanted.
Oh, nice.
That's what he's saying. Yes.
You've been decanted.
You are decanted, sir. Sir Michael, 2023. Love the show. Following your journeys and finding God in your own ways. Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you. Thank you. Who's this? Hoosiers, Mark and Maria's first crypto boost to our favorite faith-filled wine therapy couples podcast.
Wow.
1, 2, 3, 4. Tina, so glad you found a pretty good compatible producer for your show.
Yeah, he's pretty good. And we're heading, they're in Indianapolis, right? Yeah, thank you, baby. You're pretty good. You're pretty good. I mean, I did have open interviews and you did the best.
I'm affordable.
You're affordable. Yes.
I'm very affordable. You can manage
the talent. But they're
so you're going to see them, right?
In Indianapolis. No, I don't know if they're coming to the Chicago, the Keeper meetup.
Oh, I thought they were coming.
Yeah, we got to talk about that.
Go ahead. Talk about it right now. Well, we're almost at the end here.
Okay. My friend Kate, who lives in Chicago, has organized the first Keeper meetup, which is actually probably a bunch of no agenda people.
No, they're currying the Keeper.
Excuse me.
Excuse me. They even schedule the Currying the Keeper shows right after No Agenda.
Oh, do they?
When we have the live show. Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's opening up the $7 bottle of wine.
I'm kind of interested. Oh, even the tin feels cheap.
Oh, well, $7.
I bet you it's going to be good.
Anyway, so Kate has arranged it, and I think there's 15 people coming now.
15?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Holy crap.
Yeah. So we're doing happy hour. Got to do happy hour. So I got to pace myself, or else I'm just going to be a lush. I can't be drinking too much because I'll just start drinking again.
And now is your sister going to be there?
My sister, yes. My sister, Lisa's going to be there.
Oh, no, Lisa won't take any shit from anybody. So you got bodyguard now.
Yes, my friend Teresa's coming too. Christina Henry's coming.
Oh, my goodness. You got the whole gang there. That's going to be cool. How about Tim? Are you going to see him?
I am going to see Tim.
Nice.
But I'm going to see him for lunch.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a lot going on. I'm going to drag my mom to church, too, I think.
Really?
Sunday. Yeah.
Because you're kind of going to see your mom, too.
Yeah, right? That's the whole purpose of the trip. But I'm really looking forward to being in Chicago.
Can I ask you about that? Did you just decide, I want to go see my mom?
Yeah. Because I haven't seen her for, oh, my gosh, it's got to be 50, a year and a half.
20 years?
No. 15 months. It's been 15 months.
Yeah, it's really sweet.
So yeah, so the first, I guess it's not, I don't know if it's a keeper meetup, but it's fun.
It's the keeper
they have
meetup.
A private room at a restaurant, a steakhouse. How's that smelling? You going to let it open up a little?
Yeah. You want to smell it? Just to smell? And I'm going to let it open up a little bit more. Okay. Again, ladies and gentlemen, the Kirkland $7.
It's a Bordeaux.
Bordeaux Supérieur Grand Vin de Bordeaux. Vin.
Kirkland.
Kirkland. After the Argelais, I like to indulge in a Kirkland. A vin de Kirkland. Mm-hmm. Let me try it.
Okay.
It is a Bordeaux, so it's kind of heavy. There we go.
Is it pretty good?
It's really good.
Darn. You got to tell Dvorak.
Oh, he'll love that. He loves
Bordeaux.
Gems. Wow,
too.
That is. It's
what
20,
year is
20,
that?
2020.
Oh, so 2020. Mm-hmm. Mm. Well, they also bought us another bottle of wine, of which I promptly put away.
Yeah, because I'd be starving.
Yeah, because you've
right
been
away.
Drinking everything, dude.
This is quite good.
Wow.
$7. If I, you know, we were in Austin. We should have gotten a case.
I know. Oh, I didn't even think of it.
I didn't think of it either.
Yeah.
Goodness.
We could give bottles to all our friends.
No, I'm drinking this. This is now the new house wine.
So anyway, yes, Keeper Meetup is on February. Hold on, I will
Are there
tell
details?
You.
Is this on noagendameetups.com by any chance?
I don't think so. Friday, February 3rd. If anybody's interested, just send me an email at tina@curry.com, and then I will connect you with Kate.
Let me see if it's No Agenda Meetups. Let me see. Such a good site. Find a meetup. What's the... What's the day? It's in February, right?
Yes.
And what day? February?
February 3rd. And
no, it's not on there.
Yeah. Brian is coming and he's trying to talk Dame Jennifer into coming too. So
oh, goodness.
Be, I would
Woo!
I would love to see.
That would be fantastic.
I would love to see Dame Jennifer.
Then we have a boost here, 1,000 sats from someone who hasn't changed their name yet. It's a user number, but it says super gezellige podcast. Happy New Year, boost.
Super gezella,
Dutch.
Yes,
that was kind of nice. By the way, I wanted to say last night when we had dinner in Bernie with Anamika
and Chris and her husband Chris.
Yeah, so we've talked about them on the show before. Mm-hmm.
They actually came to the Charleston meetup back in May.
Yes, exactly.
She had connected on Instagram, and so we were messaging back and forth. And she
nailed it, man, on this thing.
She supported great. The show. And she's actually, I mean, I've met so many amazing new friends through Curry and the Keeper.
It was really nice to speak with her, have a little more time to chat with her because, you know, she's a little bit younger than me, but we have the same kind of upbringing. Mm-hmm. And she also escaped Holland in a way. It was really funny to just talk through a couple of those things.
Yeah.
Just minor.
We had such a lovely time.
It was good.
They're lovely
yeah,
people.
It was really nice.
So, and are you through the list yet?
Almost. 1,000 sats from Radio Tube. Phoebe might benefit from hemp treats when fireworks are going on.
Yeah, and I got several suggestions too.
Yes.
So.
Also, some dogs are comforted by the thunder shirts. Is that what you got?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I got all kinds of hemp treats for her. By the way.
Yeah.
Speaking of,
because
I just remember I still have THC gummies in the fridge.
Yeah.
You ate my gummies.
I know.
Brian has sent me a bag of dicks, which was pretty funny, actually. It's a bag of penis gummies. And I like a nice gummy from time to time. So open up. Now it's a little difficult with my teeth scenario. So I have like one. I'm kind of like a cat that's eating chewing gum. You know, but it tastes good. And I came home and like.
No, you were doing the show on Sunday.
I literally had 3 gummies and you ate the whole bag.
I know. There wasn't that many. There was like maybe 15.
Like a crack addict. 15? Bullshit. It was a full bag minus 3. Minus 3.
Well, I had a weak moment because I was sick.
It's my
and I missed
gummies.
Church again.
It's my penises. And right? My dicks.
And I was. And I opened the cabinet and I'm like, oh, I'm just going to try a few of these. And so I took a few. I'm eating these ridiculous shaped
gummies.
Didn't
even leave me one for the taste.
So
man.
I went and I had a few and I was like, wow, these are pretty fresh. These are good. I went and got some more. I'm like, wow, he won't miss them. I'll just finish them off.
Thanks to Donkey for the Rebel Boost and Suck. Sakai the horse, and then look who shows up here, Pastor Jimmy.
Oh,
so love and appreciate you both. It's a joy doing life with Curry and the Keeper.
Aww.
Yeah.
Look at how far he's come along. Hey, baby, look at that.
He's already promoting Fountain now on his show.
And that is fantastic.
And people like doing boosts and replying in the app. No, it really is. I'm so happy.
So I donated sats to his show. He probably turned around and just donated them right back to us. So
yeah.
Keep your sats.
Yeah, stack your sats.
Yeah, stack your sats.
Thank you all so very much. CurryandTheKeeper.com. Let me just double check for 1 second. Have you noticed that beautiful... website, CurryandTheKeeper.com.
Yeah, who did that?
Yeah, pretty cool, right?
I mean, yeah, the back office did it.
You could work on it anytime you want.
The back office
if you're interested.
Did it. What needs to be done? Maybe we should put a picture of
Well, there's a lot of, you could put a host page. You know, there's a whole bunch of stuff that you could do.
All right,
let me just see if we got anything on the tally coin, because it could happen. That was the 3rd of January. So you can also send us... it's all CurryandTheKeeper.com. You can send us Bitcoin on chain, but please, I implore you, get the Fountain app or the Podverse app or the Breeze app. You can buy Bitcoin in every single one of them. If you had purchased Bitcoin and sent it to us 2 weeks ago, it would be worth 30% more. How come you didn't do it then?
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks, people.
No, we appreciate. I have a few people to thank too.
Yes.
So.
And our PO box is 1849 Fredericksburg, Texas, 78624.
78624. Yeah. Okay. So we received a bunch of Christmas cards.
Oh, wow.
And I felt stupid
that we haven't sent out any cards.
No, we're going to do that next year. How do you turn this on, babe? This light. Yeah. We're going to do that next year. So I saved them all. So people who sent us Christmas cards, you're going to get one next year. Oh, my light went out.
Stop working. Huh.
That's okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'll use this.
You okay?
Yes. So we got a couple things in the mail that I wanted to thank.
Oh, good.
So we got all those chocolates. Who did we get the chocolates from?
You wrote it all down.
Hold on.
We got these are artisan handmade chocolates. He is, in fact, the ambassador of chocolate, I believe.
Oh my gosh, I can't find it. I don't know. Oh, here it is. It is.
It's our PO
I'm doing
box.
This in the dark because my producer.
Here. How about that?
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Justin Frank. My gosh, I can't read that. Polgar, P-O-L-G-A-R. Mm-hmm. So he sent us some Yes Cacao chocolates, all different kinds, of which Adam, I mean, granted, I did eat the gummy, I am not even going to say what they were, the gummies. And Renee goes, you ate all those gummies? How many milligrams of THC was that?
I
didn't eat that. It was sugar. It was all sugar. She thought.
That's the other gummies that are in the fridge.
Yes. So he sent us all different kinds of bars, like the Endurance bar.
Oh, man.
The Brain Power bar.
I had that one.
The Bliss Out one. You did Bliss Out, too, didn't you?
Yeah, I did Bliss Out, and I did the Brain Power.
And the Source Field. Yes.
Oh, so good.
Thank you so much. That was so kind,
Thanks
Justin.
For the special package, too.
Yes. And then. We got a letter from Lacey. And she was saying how she enjoys listening to Curry and the Keeper and hearing about our journey rediscovering our Christian faith. She said she came across No Agenda about three years ago, and that she's excited to find people talking about the globalist plan and shady actions of governments and so on.
You came to the right group. She found a community.
But she asked a question, so I wanted to answer the question.
Okay, question.
She said, do you think Curry and the Keeper podcast is therapeutic for your relationship?
Do you want me to answer first?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I think that we talk all the time about all kinds of stuff. So it's kind of, in a way, yeah, I'm not sure exactly how, but I think we talk a lot. So it's no different really from us talking. What's that face you're making?
Oh, move this light. I feel like I'm under interrogation.
You are. Where were you last night? On the couch again? Is that where you were? Eating my gummies? I think all podcasts can be therapeutic. So in a way, yes, I think it is. Is it necessary? No, but I really like it. I'm proud of our relationship. I'm proud of sharing it. I'm proud of sharing our journey that we're on right now. So I guess I have to say yes. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if it... I would miss it if we didn't do it.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. How about you?
I think that, yes, I think, I guess therapeutic isn't the first word that comes to my mind. It's more of, it's a more of a bonding. Like it's another thing that we've bonded together.
That's a good way of putting it. Yes. It's like rock climbing together.
We had, which you would never do.
No, but, are you nuts? I'll do a podcast and you can wake me up in the middle of the night for a podcast. Rock climbing, not so much.
But we've had so many things that we've connected on. So many. And this is another one that's really strengthened.
God, I love you so much.
I know, right? I got this. I'm a communications girl.
No, I just looking at you and I love you.
You're so sweet, baby. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think that it has really strengthened our partnership even more. And the thing that I love more than anything is when we laugh together.
Yeah.
And we laugh a lot. And this is just another avenue that we can share.
A day without laughter is a day not lived, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Really?
Did you come up with that?
No, but okay. I remembered it from a long time ago.
Yeah. So, yeah. And so when people say, well, you should talk about this or this or this in the show. And I'm like, no, really, our show is about levity and laughter because we really need that right now. Yeah. And
Being a version of Lucy and Ricky.
I like sharing. Oh, brother.
That's ridiculous.
And I mean, I really like sharing our stories. And I think we've gotten really tremendous feedback. And I think so much that we inspired others, like Pastor Jimmy and Annette.
To do a podcast
together. And I love that. I love that.
Our faith journey is, that has been amazing to see the feedback from that.
It's really been
fantastic.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yes. Yeah. And it has, it's been a.
And here's one of the things we picked up from Pastor Jimmy. The first thing we say to each other in the morning is, good morning, Holy Spirit.
Yes. That's the first thing. And then we say,
good morning. I love you, my queen. How are you doing?
Coffee.
I already have it ready for her.
Yes.
Ladies, I'm no longer available. Sorry.
So I love that. Yes. Hello. What?
I'm no longer available.
It's been about 17 years.
They missed out. Yeah. If only they'd been on Tinders.
Oh, goodness. And then there was one more letter. Yes, you had such a positive.
It was not a good experience. It was not a good experience.
I myself never had to go on dating apps.
My daughter, I didn't have to. My daughter put me on there.
Oh, she twisted your arm.
Excuse me.
Did she say, Dad, pose for me? Let me take some pictures. And I would have loved to see your profile. What did it say? Podcaster extraordinaire and pilot? You're speechless. What did it say?
I don't remember. Yeah. I really don't remember.
You and your player handbook.
I was just.
Remember the player handbook.
All I know is I got you no problem.
You know, I did do my reconnaissance on you. You know that.
You took a leap of faith. I was like,
what is this guy all about?
Definitely red flags everywhere.
I would like to say I did not have to go on any dating apps. I'm just saying.
Oh, goodness. I didn't have to. My daughter forced me to do it, and it was a disaster.
Yeah, and look
people,
at
people, they put height in there for a reason. If it says,
and this woman gets shorter with every time you tell the story.
She was 3'9", which had its advantages, but not what I was looking for. Hey.
Oh my God, a boost. I just wanted to mention a letter that we got from Sir Greg Stoddard.
And oh, I'm sorry. Sir Greg, light back again.
Yeah. Sir Greg was the one who shared the story about the dog that nipped the UPS driver. And it was a bummer of the story. Very I'm not even going story. To get
but
into it.
But we appreciate
it.
What he said. We appreciate
do.
What he said.
And I just wanted to acknowledge Greg, Sir Greg, that thank you for sharing that. And that is something
that was appreciated.
So when the attorney was on the floor with Phoebe, your letter came to mind. Let me
I'm gonna
tell
have
you.
David, the attorney, gonna have him draft a waiver that people can sign when
thank
they come
you.
In.
Thank you.
Will you feel better if we do that? If we have a waiver?
No, I'm gonna get everybody's attention. I'm gonna have my little speech ready, what they can and cannot do with the dog. You watch. It's going to happen on Monday.
I know. I believe.
You watch.
What's happening Monday? Oh, it's the boys.
We're
going to
have
boys.
Seven people over for dinner.
Oh, we're going to sue them. Are you kidding me? You're just going to sue those guys for fun.
Yeah, because people are like, you look delicious.
Charles knows all about insurance. Be careful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So. Mm-hmm.
I hope he comes with product.
Oh, he's coming with with gifts. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's coming with gifts.
Pharaoh.life, ladies and gentlemen. I use it every day.
So, so... Anamika and I were talking about our hiking trip in Utah.
Yeah, when is this happening?
It's happening in October.
October?
Yes.
Okay, so I don't have to worry about it for a while.
No. And so, yes, she's coming along with a few other women. I think we have seven in our that
really?
I know. Yes, my friend Tiffany and Shayna.
Tiffany's going to go too? Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
She booked it.
Oh, nice.
So, and Anamika, me,
Shayna
Renee.
Shayna too?
Mm-hmm.
All my favorite girls are going.
Roslyn cool. and Stephanie, and they're both in the 75 Heart group. Inga was going to come, but she's got a little blessing coming soon. She's pregnant.
That's right.
Yeah.
It was because of the baby karma.
Yeah,
from
you
Noah
gave her
Jenner.
Baby karma.
And her daughter is going to be called Adam John.
No. Oh, is that what she said?
She wrote a note. It would be John C. J-A-H-N-S-I, John C. Adam, and then whatever.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll see.
Dude, we should have been in Geneva right now. You realize that?
Yes, we should
I
be.
I feel
yes,
kind of bad about that.
We were supposed to be in Switzerland for Tiffany's birthday. She's celebrating.
But I'm glad because I can just imagine my teeth. Just, if something happens to my teeth, I'm going to be
Well, you just
far
got
away.
Them fixed yesterday. So.
Literally. Yeah.
So anyway, we're doing this trip and on the back end of it, when we get back, we go back to, I think they take us back to Las Vegas. We're spending a couple days in Vegas. So Anamika has secured a timeshare that sleeps
goodness.
Like 8 or 10 people. So she's opening it up to the whole group. So yeah, we're going to spend a couple
How
days in Vegas.
Nice is that?
I know. And what's so cool is Renee, she said to me, she said, I haven't done this before. I haven't done like a girl outing. I'm like, oh man.
Renee's in Florida.
Uh-huh. I'm like, she's
never done a girl outing?
No, I don't think so. I'm like, we're hooking you up. And then we're going to have to do this annually now.
Excuse me. What is this confidence about? We're hooking you. What are you going to do?
You're making me cough. What are we going to do in Vegas?
Yeah.
We're going to take a shower as soon as we get back to the hotel or
all
to
together?
The timeshare. No. Really, Adam
I don't
Curry?
Understand. I what is the whole point?
Well, we're gonna be out in the mountains in the canyons.
No, screw
for
that.
4 days.
What's happening in Vegas?
Oh.
What's the deal? I'm gonna have to put people. I gotta have eyes on you.
Okay.
Make sure everything's okay. You're getting in trouble. I'm gonna have people shadowy. If you see some guy kind of shadowy, that's gonna be one of my guys looking.
Yeah.
Just gotta protect you. Make sure
we
you're
gotta
okay.
figure it out because it's Monday. We'll be there full day Monday.
There's not a lot of shows on Monday.
So I said maybe a dueling piano bar is always a lot of fun.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah. We'll figure it out.
You want to get into a hip club or something? Because you know who has all the contacts in Vegas? David Foley.
Oh, he does.
Grand Duke David Foley. Yep. He knows a lot of cool stuff in Vegas. He might come up with some fun ideas.
All right. Well, yeah. So, but anyway, that's so sweet of her that she booked the timeshare on the back end.
That's fantastic. I like her a lot.
Oh, she's lovely.
Her and Chris.
Absolutely lovely.
They're an interesting couple.
Yeah. Yeah. So
she was an exchange student.
Yes, I know when she met her husband.
When he swooped her up. Good yes. work.
Yes.
Good work.
I only have one
exchange student.
I only have one other thing on my list. How about you?
Let me see. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
No.
Eight. No, I got nothing.
Oh, I didn't think so.
Except that I'm going on Rogan on the 24th.
Yes, you are. What are you wearing?
I thought you already determined that for me.
Oh, yeah. No, you determined it. You're going to wear your pullover.
My new pullover. Which one? The gray one or the dark or the blue one?
Well, it's green. It's not gray, but close.
That's my, yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
The green one?
And you're bringing him a big old tomahawk steak.
Bring him a big tomahawk. Yeah.
That'll be good.
It's always fun to hook up with
Yeah.
Joe. It'll be weird because, you know, I won't be
hooking up with them, but.
We call it. Okay. Back in the day, it didn't mean what it meant today.
Yeah. No,
that's not my type anyway, yeah, so it doesn't matter.
That'll be good.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
No, I wanted to just quick
I'm
update.
I'm going
to
promote this show, you know.
Yeah. Oh, Korean Keeper, you should.
Yeah, of course I'm
Maybe
going to.
You should
to.
Play an excerpt.
I don't think so. I could play an excerpt for this show.
Yeah, like, you know, the talent. You got to showcase the talent.
This is not a promotion for me. This is for Joe. I'm supposed to be interesting and have.
This show's not interesting?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm going on to be interesting and say interesting things.
Okay.
That's what he's, you know, listening to. We never played No Agenda podcast on the show.
Okay.
Have we?
No.
No.
Maybe I should get that website updated. So in case they pull it up, like, where can we find this great show, Adam?
Good luck with that.
Mm. Yeah. No, I wanted to give an update on the Love Connection.
Okay, did we succeed in the love connection?
There was no love connection, but they...
Explain who we're talking about here.
Well, Allison and landscaper Tommy.
So Allison, the
teacher.
The teacher and Tommy, the landscaper.
And I'm not going to say much about it because I'm cognizant of her privacy, but she...
What happened?
No.
Get down to the nitty gritty, baby.
No, she just said that they'll just be friends. And she's going to move into his building. So maybe they'll just be friends. So no spark.
I think there's a round two coming.
No spark.
I feel a round two coming somehow. I don't know.
You're the one that was like, no, this is not going to work. It's
she
not gonna-
needs more than one meeting with Tommy.
Okay. Well,
he's a good guy.
So I'm hanging up my hat as a matchmaker, but I'm still I can still write resumes. So
at least we still have a landscaper, and we still have a
we
friend
do. We
Allison.
Still have a friend, yeah.
And Tommy's also a friend,
yeah. And then the last thing I have that I wanted to talk about okay. something that we just enjoy doing, and I think we have done this. I don't know if we started doing this when we were dating.
Wait, don't tell me.
But it's something that we really have a lot of fun doing together.
I need a little more than that. Everything we do is fun together.
We've done it with my sisters.
We did it again recently?
Yes, we just did it the other day.
I feel like a dunce.
Yeah, we play DJ with the Sonos system. I love doing that.
I wish we could find we could have the royalty, the rights paid for it, because it would be so much fun to do. Yes, we do that from time to time.
We
turn on the Sonos and we just like, okay. And
we take turns selecting
you
a song.
Kicked it off. What did you kick it off with?
Oh.
You started it.
I can't remember. Was it?
And we
was
DJ it? Back and forth. And we you add to the play next,
right.
play next.
Yes, yeah, so we DJ. He'll do a song, then I'll do a song. And then we had kind of a theme. And then when my sisters came, they would do it. And then all of a sudden, Adam would play this obscure Dutch song. Well, and we'd all look at each other like... Dude, buzzkill. We don't even know this song, and you're the only one
in Holland. Annemieke, I need Annemieke to come over and play the game.
And you're the only one singing, or like everybody's like buzzkill, man.
No,
really bad.
No, this is so not fair. It doesn't always have to be an American hit. I'm trying to see. We don't have the. Oh, here we have
the first song we kicked off.
Our House, Cherish, Cool in the Gang. That was a good one. No More Drama, Mary J. Blige. Against All Odds, Phil Collins. Bad Girls, Donna Summer. That's all I had. That's all. It didn't save the rest for some reason.
Okay.
Okay.
But inevitably, Adam is queuing up his next song. And what do you do, Adam?
I accidentally hit it and it starts.
You stop my song.
I'm like,
DJ, what kind of DJ are you? Oh, but anyway, isn't that a lot of fun that we do that?
I'm a DJ that is used to 45s on the turntable. This digital stuff is not my style, baby.
Yeah, anyway.
Give me a Technics 1201.
A what?
That's a turntable.
Oh, yeah. No, so yeah, so that's our big thing. And we do Sonos DJ, and it's a lot of fun.
Next time, we'll save the playlist.
Yes, we'll save the playlist.
Allison will be very mad.
Oh, where are we?
124, longest show ever.
Because I coughed. I've just coughed halfway through the show, and I'm really sorry, everybody.
It's because you ate the bag of gummies.
I ate his gummies.
Tina Marie.
Yes.
I love you so much.
I love you, too. Thank you for putting up with me. You know,
are you kidding?
The talent.
You're putting... Well, it's what I do. We'll see you in 2 weeks, everybody. Remember to boost us. Yeah.